I think Jonah is dying. She pointed at her best friend's husband. Her friend's name was Zaya, but they called her Red Panda due to her tattoos. She had a wealth of animal tattoos, with a red panda as star. She also had a yellow slug that was a banana and a bat with a pug face. It was an interesting and creative menagerie, but then Zaya was kind of a colorful menagerie of a person, and someone Lisa would go into battle for. She had been a better friend to Lisa over the past tumultuous few years than she may have ever had prior. Zaya rolled her eyes. Oh my gosh, he is not dying. He has a cold, otherwise known as man flu. Lisa laughed to herself and shook her head. Okay then. It had been a trip from hell. She had flown her friend Ezra out from Portland, and after a wild goose chase going to every grocery store in a 20-mile radius to try and locate some frickin' kimchi because her chefy friend could never do anything the easy way, they had converged at Red Panda's house where Ezra had made amazing dinner for everyone. But then Johan got super drunk while they tried to play a weird RPG. Everyone talked over one another, and Lisa had to exchange some words with Johan while staring him down like Clint Eastwood in an old Western. Ezra, being someone who dealt with chronic, crippling anxiety and who hated conflict, had almost had a panic attack. Finally, after that, some people had gotten some sleep. Although Lisa and Ezra had ended up canoodling on the ground like teens without even meaning to and then jumped apart, also like teens, when they woke up. To be fair, Lisa just missed being close to someone and Ezra was a safe space. It was easy to get lost in that. Regardless, next day, haul butt into the car and go to San Francisco. No one realized there was a wildfire in California. It was smoky as all get out.